This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says COVID patients, most of them unvaccinated, are stressing out the state's health system.
This is a wake-up call. If you haven't been vaccinated, you are facing a grave threat of the deadly virus, really everywhere you go.
COVID hospitalizations hit 1,130 today, a number not seen since late last year. Polis says he's often in discussions about a possible emergency system to help doctors decide who'll get care and who won't. A new report confirms that the Front Range saw a record summer of unhealthy ozone. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Scott Landis is Colorado's top air quality forecaster. He says a few factors led to what was likely the roughest ozone season since at least the 1990s.
Hot, dry conditions. It's going to be a bad summer anyway for ozone. And you add wildfire smoke into the mix, and it was an exceptionally bad ozone summer.
Landis presented those findings to a state commission overseeing air officials. Some members pushed for new policies to reduce factors that cause ozone, like free transit on hot days or a ban on gas-powered lawn equipment. Regulators didn't endorse any suggestion, but said all plans would require more funding. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Today was the last day to submit free applications to colleges and universities in Colorado. 32 state institutions and a few private ones participated in this year's program. It aims to increase Colorado's college enrollment rate, which is far behind the national average. It's going to be clear across Colorado tonight. This is CPR News.